This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Little pink houses.
Pink Pony Club.
That's what Elizabeth is part of. Are you a part of the Pink Pony Club? You got Elizabeth and Radar. Why is Elizabeth wearing... Well, you look like you're in maybe a scene from Grease. Pink ladies with that pink hair.
I have a pink bob on right now, everybody. You're going to see me all around town for the next month wearing this pink wig because Susan G. Komen has asked me to be one of the big wigs. Now, a big wig is someone that goes around and wears pink wigs to raise awareness about breast cancer, being an advocate for yourself, but also this is a fundraising campaign. We are raising money for Susan G. Komen to help fund mammograms, research, support for people that are battling and dealing with breast cancer. This is exciting. It kicks off this week. You're going to see me again. I'm going to the Bucks game on Thursday. I'm wearing the pink wig to the Bucks game. You're going to see us on WISN 12, rocking the pink wig, asking for your donations. And it was an honor to be asked to do this, especially just seeing what our family has gone through. We've had four women in my family diagnosed with breast cancer in the last 5 years. This was when it all came to light about the BRCA2 gene and carrying that gene mutation. You have a 50-50 chance of having the mutation. I'm one of the carriers. I'm a BRCA2 provider. Went through all the preventative surgeries back in 2023. Hard to believe now, that was 2 years ago. And
yeah, really.
And going through all of this and seeing the women in my family fight for their lives and what they've gone through, one of the things that I told the team at Susan G. Komen when they asked, you know, what makes you someone qualified to be one of the big wigs and wear the pink wigs? And I just said, I've seen firsthand what has happened to so many women in my life and then friends and listeners and so many of you that I've talked to now when it comes to struggling with breast cancer and women that we've lost. And I keep feeling like there must be a better way. And the more that we can talk about this, this knowledge is life-saving. The member of my family that was diagnosed with breast cancer at a very young age, and then reached out to all of us and said, hey, I have this gene mutation. You all need to get tested.
You got tested.
She is the hero of of my story. She does want this to be private. She's a very private person. That information saved my life. And that's why it's so important for me, I feel, to keep telling this story and talking about knowing your risks, talking to your doctor, doing your self-breast exams, getting your mammograms. If you have dense breasts like what I used to have, go in for those MRIs and get yourself checked. And then again, there's people that financially can't afford to do some of these things. And that's why we're doing this funding with Susan G. Komen. So we have it linked up at facebook.com/991themix and all of my social media. If you would like to make a donation, that would be greatly appreciated. The goal is $5,000. It's a hefty goal, but we'll see what we can do.
Hey, every little bit counts, man. It'll add up.
It really does. And that's why I'm wearing the pink wig, because I want people to ask, why do you have a pink wig on?
Right.
What are you doing?
What's with your hair? Even?
Well, because here's a little QR code, and let me tell you what's up. Let me tell you what we're doing.
You're getting people's attention rather than, you know, you're walking around. Some people may say and recognize you from social media. Oh, there's Elizabeth Kay. Yeah. But they don't know what's going on elsewhere because you don't have that pink wig on. And now with the pink wig, boy, that's exactly what people are going to say.
You want to draw
people
in.
What's up with that? Hey, come over here. Hey, no, come over here. Check this out. Yeah, exactly. And then you can get more donations that way. What a great idea to do this big wig situation.
They do it every year.
And you are the big wig.
Every year. You're going to see, there's men that do this as well. Men, women throughout town.
Solid.
That are rocking the pink wigs, raising money for Susan G. Komen. Because like I said, when I was talking to them in the interview process, I said, there must be a better way. There's got to be a better way. And I also just feel it's a sense of community, too, because there's a lot of really powerful conversations that have come from speaking so publicly about what our family has dealt with breast cancer and even the surgeries, going through the bilateral mastectomy, you know, preventative and going through everything to put me in surgical menopause, all that stuff. I just had a listener reach out to me not that long ago, Steph, who's having these preventative surgeries coming up. I've got a whole Google Doc of links of, all right, you're having this surgery. Here's what worked for me. Maybe this will work for you. This is what you can do with nausea. Here's the shirts to wear for the drains. Here's the pajamas. Here's the robes. Here's the pillows. Here's the whole thing. Like, I'm trying to help other people because people did that for me. And I think it's also a great way to show that you're not alone and there's a support system for you.
Absolutely. And you being a big wig, you're leading that support group. Now, do you have to, like, get your outfits to match your hair?
I kind of want to. I feel like,
don't you have to do that?
With a bright pink wig? Yeah, you kind of need to compliment the big wig here, but it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to wearing this around town, and it also means I don't have to do my hair for like a month because I could just put this wig on.
Win!
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.